things read with enthusiasm.
And in the room today we have Boots Rain Gear.
What if I held a lighter up to my eye for three Mississippis?
Poor Tex.
What would happen if I called a grumpy old man a grumpy future dead man?
Dijon Dujour.
If someone stepped in a puddle of piss barefoot and didn't clean it off, how long would they have to live?
We've got K-Thor Jensen.
If having sex with an animal is bestiality and deemed inherently wrong, is the opposite true? If you have sex with a life form superior to human, would that be a good and desirable thing?
Huh? And Lemon. I watch scat porn when I'm constipated. Is that acceptable?
No, unacceptable.
Not acceptable. F plus.
Oh, hi, Lemon.
Hi. Hi. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you people have answers?
Usually not, no.
Yahoo Answers is gone.
Oh, damn, so that was an answer. Shit. Okay, can we start over again?
I tricked you.
Damn it. The riddle of the Sphinx has killed us all.
Yes, to answer your question, I say why.
There you go. That's nice. I have been searching this internet for answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't find answers. I find only questions. specifically, I find morbid questions on Reddit.
Nice. So just any question on Reddit. By definition.
Sometimes Reddit will have like depressing questions or stupid questions asinine questions or just, you know, generally racist questions.
Oh, writing this down. Mm-hmm, okay.
Exactly. Okay. But this time specifically, we're going to be, for sure seeing all of those while we're going to r/morbid questions. r/morbid questions has 283,000 members. 29 are online right now. The right up there at the top, most recent post. What parts to not eat in a human body and why?
Show your work, please.
Right.
I don't want to think ChatGPT wrote this. You have to tell me exactly.
Yeah. But this is yet another document given to us by Vampire Software, and thank you so very much, Vampire Software, for this. But actually, to this, I mean, recognizing that it's like, we know what Reddit is, we know what questions are, we know what morbidity is, but I think we still need an introduction, right? So I need an introduction. Boots, can you please give me the section in this document titled Introduction?
Okay.
Yes, please.
So this is a post by Jesus Christ _.
Jesus Christ _.
Hi, I'm Jesus Christ _.
Okay.
Why do specifically pigs infuriate me?
Okay. Adding specifically pigs to the band name list. Just one
moment. Why do I hate pigs so much? For real. I get very mad when I see a pig in the internet. Well, I will get extreme thought about killing pigs or physically hurting them whenever I see a video that includes a pig. The physical appearance of the pig, the sound, the acting is a package that genuinely makes me extremely angry. But why?
Is it just domesticated pigs or like would a Baba Rusa piss you off or would it just like mildly annoy you?
We got to get this guy in with the 30 to 50 feral hogs.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
Can somebody take the post from BB Dumpling?
Probably. Yeah. I got you. I thought you were talking about cops and understood, but no. Not sure. Maybe you had a traumatic incident with a pig as a child?
No, this is very annoying to me for some reason.
How old are you, may I ask?
I've disappeared.
Okay, I got upvotes, so we both got what we want.
All Right. You click on the account, it just says the account has been suspended.
Pig moderated the forum.
These damn pig moderators.
This user was banned for being a wolf.
I kind of like, I don't know if this is just a thing that happened from Jesus Christ underscore getting banned, but like the actual avatar is like the Reddit like alien like turning his back to you like a Klingon.
Oh, come back. I'm sorry.
No. Let us never talk of this subreddit again.
Please. You reach out and the door closes behind. The worst day of my life.
Okay. I was mentioning that I'm looking for answers, and you've got answers actually. So Portex, you are the user named We Love to Party.
Ooh.
We love to party.
Yeah, you love to party. Dijon, you're Bamba 1749, and Kthor, you're Spine Grinder 666. But to all of you, I have a very simple question. What would happen if you punched someone in the butt at light speed? No text. That's all.
It speaks for itself, really.
Yeah.
I'm Spine Grinder 666. They'd die, and everything around would explode.
Fair enough.
We Love to Party! And I think that person's gonna go, ouch!
Yeah! MVP! Honk, honk. MVP! MVP!
I hope this person has, like, cartoon responses to everything.
Ouch!
Oh, he's not gonna be in the sequel. Hate when that happens. That's gotta hurt. And now to slip on a banana peel and fly away.
All right. Well, I won't let you know that you are a brownie. Whoops. Nope. Sorry. Yeah. So that was the section that Vampire Software put in here called butts. The only other question was, can you super glue a butthole shut?
the question that should be, may I super glue a butthole?
I'm sure Eli Roth can answer that question.
Absolutely. So I think the next thing that we're going to do here is this section called Conspiracy Theories and the Paranormal.
Ooh.
Kthor, do you have a question about Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm. My name is Flowery Bed. My question is, why does Coca-Cola quench my thirst despite it containing no water at all? Does it?
You're right. You're right. Actually, it's all Coca-Cola in the can. Like, there's not Coca-Cola and water. It's just Coca-Cola.
Does it contain some weird synthetic chemical that mimics water that could cause cancer or something?
Coca-Cola contains nothing fake. It's all natural.
Wow, you're a dumbass.
Wait. There's an explanation. How I came to my conclusion that cola contains no water. A woman named Katie Dell in the news was deathly allergic to water, as in H2O in itself. If she drank or...
made up of...
Sure.
I mean, I'd have to look into that. Doesn't seem like it makes sense. But...
to Wikipedia with me.
She's silicone-based. It's fine.
I think...
I'm not a waterologist, so I don't know.
I think In the News is doing some heavy lifting here. If she drank or ingested water, even just a tiny sip, she'd go into shock and be at risk of death due to an allergic reaction.
Yep.
However, she found that Diet Coca-Cola did her no harm, and she lives off of drinking it instead of water.
You know what? I have also been sick and watched TLC for 6 hours straight. I know what picky eaters is, absolutely.
Jesus, so, potatoes.
Cola doesn't contain water, or that woman would be dead. It's like saying you're allergic to peanuts, but can eat a Snickers bar.
Yeah!
So, It's not water, H2O, that is quenching my thirst. What is then? Is it part of the secret ingredients cola sometimes talks about?
Well, my name's Lord Darthra. Lord Darthra. My girlfriend has reactions to water. Maybe not pure water, but she develops weird red blotches on her skin after a shower. She can drink it, though, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, if the water's too hot, is that possible?
No. Mm-mm. No, it's the water. My girlfriend.
Okay.
Very next one down. Dijon, can you take that one, please?
Hi, I'm Nidhi Avatari. If I can talk to ghosts, will they want me sexually?
Wow, what? Must be quite the talker.
Dan Aykroyd asks this question.
You know what? I don't think that ghost was much into conversation.
Nope. That's a lot of work getting to talk to him, but if I talk to him, is it automatically sexy time? that's just what I want to know.
Now, are we talking sheet ghosts? Are we talking like what kind of ghosts are we talking about?
I mean, depends on your kink, really.
I just like the sheet ghost show. Boo.
I mean, I gotta say, like when you saw Marley like show up, it's like hey,
you can rattle my chains.
You will be visited by I don't need them.
Three ghosts, you say? All right.
I bought a Ouija board a while ago. I kind of just like it as a decoration and to sleep next to it.
Okay.
I cuddle it.
Yeah.
However, I was curious to see if I could use it to talk with the dead. And then I thought, could I sex with them?
Could I? Is that how you talk with them?
So you're just using the Ouija board and texting you up?
ASL.
The planchette just like goes to dot 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 and then stops.
I have unbidden
dot dot. No, it's moving away now. Now it's just blank.
I have unfinished business on Earth. I never had sex with a loser. Only you can help me.
It's weird, like the whole Ouija board, it's got like the alphabet, it's got the numbers, and then it's just got one thing that says feet pics ?
They should have stopped putting those hashtags on Ouija boards.
Oh my god, I just gotta say, Gaythor just found a Christmas Carol porno on X-Hamster.
Oh no. Saving that.
Yeah.
Is that just the movie Christmas Carol?
It's just the regular Christmas Carol, just on the
website. Even better. All right.
But watchable on X-Hamster. Thank you.
I watched the whole thing in there. When does Christmas Carol show up? I watched that whole thing. It's just this old guy.
Christmas Carol is a very bad porn name.
That's fair.
Yeah, they would have to spell it slowly, but that would be interesting.
Oh, that's my favorite word on the internet. Interesting to think about.
But if I could get in contact with them, whether a scrying mirror or a Ouija board, etc., I feel they would want me sexually because they haven't been touched in a long time.
Oh, God. This is turning into a Woody Allen movie.
They can't be touched. Your hand goes right through.
Listen, I've been experimenting, and my current hypothesis is that if a woman doesn't have sex for 200 years, her standards will be low enough.
Yeah. Get a plan.
Why would the ghosts not be having sex with each other? Now that I think about it.
The other thing is, if you're using a Ouija board, you're subconsciously sexting yourself. So you're like double masturbating. That's really impressive.
Well, like, the ghosts wouldn't be fucking each other because, you know, fucking a ghost is a fetish, and obviously the ghosts aren't going to have that fetish.
It's a ghost asking, is it weird for me to have sex with other ghosts?
So vanilla. And Dijon, if you'll finish it up with the more questions section as well in here, in the conspiracy theories.
More questions. Is witchcraft actually real?
I mean, yeah, they made several of them.
in a similar vein, is there a federal medical databasing system of trauma triggers for individuals, something graded in a specific fashion for how close something is to a core memory or subconscious memory?
What?
What does what does that mean? What is, I don't understand.
Explain again. I have a question for your question. What
I got a reply from Reverend Bull here.
Okay.
I say, I highly doubt the government is indexing trigger warnings on social media and indexing by individual. Even if they were, siloing among federal agencies wouldn't allow enough coalition of watched individuals to form a singular trigger warning database. And now you've got a reply.
Okay.
No. No, man. First, I'm talking federal storage data systems pre-9/11, as things like ceramics and glass are storage systems for tech.
What? Oh, never mind. I'm less confused now.
This person has an incredible mind.
I store everything on those crystals they used in Babylon 5.
I just have a solid ceramic phone case. Second, though. I was at the health department a few days ago, and they kept pushing to download an app that is connected to medical filing. I said that was a terrible idea, given cell phone thefts and jailbreaking tech and has a direct link to your medical records. What does that have to do with my question? Guess.
You're made of lava. I don't know.
Exactly. What if someone steals my phone and finds that out?
You have pillows for fingers. It's, I don't know. We don't have to make, you don't have to make sense. Why should I have to?
Hey, Boots. I just posted one here. Do you think you can ask this question to us all, please?
Yeah. I would love to ask this question.
Okay.
My name is... What? Arcticos 02. Is it possible to die from masturbation? I feel so worried about asking this, but let's just say a guy was hooked up to a masturbation machine.
Hypothetically.
So if we just kept doing this for like ever, would they eventually die?
Well, yeah. Eventually is a big word. So
obviously, they would die from dehydration or lack of food. So the whole dehydration and food thing would be taken care of.
Also, just, like machine maintenance.
Just giving them the nutrients they need. Oh, this is a promo post for Soylent, isn't it?
Yeah. Sucks the liquid out of one and shoots it into the other.
Don't focus on the food part. I just want to know if it's possible to die from masturbation.
My name's Physius. I'll let you know, bro. Remind me in one day.
Oh, man. Take him for the team. He's a scientist.
What if that was that guy's last Reddit post?
Last seen 10 years ago.
It would be a good tombstone. Actually, yeah, I kind of like just as an epitaph, I'll let you know. Hey, Portax.
Yeah.
So you've been spending the however many minutes it's been on this recording just sort of like looking through r/morbid questions.
Mm-hmm, I sure have.
Yeah. What threads have you? Give me a thread that you found.
Sure. Okay. Just randomly. Yep. Randomly. The latest one I found was this one.
Okay, great.
What would happen if chickens gained human sapience at this exact moment? Like right now.
Well, I think at that point, Q would show up and try humanity.
I think it would turn out Jack Handy is God.
Wow. You see, kids.
You see, kids, Jack. Okay, so Saturday Night Live. Used to be funny for about 10 seconds an episode, as opposed to 0 seconds. Yeah, there's a few others. What dictatorship is actually nice to live in?
There's text to the chicken one.
It is common knowledge that chickens are super smart and have feelings, but that doesn't stop factory farms
from... About that. So the reason why we've been breeding this particular animal for food is because of their general intellect.
Call on Super Chicken. But that doesn't stop factory farms from straight up abusing them. What would happen if out of nowhere they became sapient and could speak? Would we still eat them? See, this is the Jack Handy bit. Would they still be considered inferior, and as such, would chicken slavery replace human slavery? Or would humans apologize and repair what they've done to chickens through all the years?
Oh, fuck, bro.
My God. Reparations for chickens. Oh. Who is the chicken Malcolm X?
I mean, I would be interesting to walk into, like, you know, the farmer going in to feed the chickens. They're all just like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's been happening this whole time? Or every morning, all the roosters are like, get up! Ah, I'm here and want to have sex with other chickens.
Boots, what did you find right now at this moment?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Venomorph.
Okay.
If I wanted to strangle a giraffe to death somehow...
All right.
You need some bigger hands, I would feel.
A giraffe would be the Glass Joe of the strangling game. Definitely the practice level.
Strangle Man, 84. Would there be an optimal place on its neck to grab, or would it be all the same throughout the neck?
I have an answer for that from Sudden Grab 2800.
Sudden Grab, okay.
Definitely haven't thought of this.
In theory, it'd be the same along the neck, provided you didn't happen upon a valve.
What?
You'd have a C clamp. You'd have to really put some mustard on that garrote to cut off circulation there. Footnote.
Bracket.
Based on nothing more substantial than my own uneducated guess.
Perfect. Wow.
No shit.
That should be, required in every Reddit comment.
Make a plug in.
Oh my god.
I don't know what
Dijon, we'll get to you in just a moment, but Cortex found something.
Who wants to read?
I do want to read this. Yeah.
Here's my question. Everyone ready for my question?
That? Yep.
I'm Instruction Sudden 285, and would it hurt to have sex with fuck bears?
No, fuck bears are generous and gentle.
Fuck bears is all capital letters. Is that an acronym? Team fuck bears.
Fuck bears!
And then Shrek's shriveled penis asks, what's a fuck bear?
Yeah, the most upvoted comment is, what's a fuck bear? Okay, now then, Dijon, you had something about chickens.
Not a follow-up question, but related. Yep. So we know that a chicken egg gets fertilized while still in the chicken. Is it possible to crack the egg open and then fertilize it yourself, or would that not work? Also...
would not work.
Have you tried it?
Would making a crossbreed between a chicken and a dog be possible, since they both have 78 chromosomes?
Great. So now we've jumped from Saturday Night Live to Kids in the Hall. That's super.
In a related thing, thing is how we're in the animal sex category accidentally. Kathar, what did you find there?
Yeah, my account's been deleted, but my question is, what would your shit look like if your diet consisted only of horse semen, 1 liter a day for 3 days?
The answer would be horse semen.
Would there be any solids in it? Like maybe an accumulation of dead sperm cells creating a visible mass or a lump that you could shit out? Or would you just piss and maybe shit some water or liquid waste?
Wow. I've got a related question.
What's your related question?
Hi, my name is Trouble.
Hey, how come this one's tagged NSFW? Uh-oh. And also, how come the previous one wasn't?
Anyway, my name is Troubleshoot04.
All right.
Is there any animal out there that humans can successfully impregnate?
Uh-oh!
I understand that most genomes will be too vastly different from each other to successfully start harboring life. But I wonder if there's any exceptions.
Okay, so this is going to sound silly, but there's a lot of them, like, just at the deepest trenches of the ocean. If you could just go there. You can have your fill just over there. Just get down there. Yep. Just right
take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
And I promise you, so many mermaids. So many.
Yeah. And as long as you're horny enough, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Let your boner drive the little controller. All the summer.
Hey, F plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My name's lowercase x capital X Avista capital X lowercase x. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get horny when I hear my parents fight. Uh-huh. Yeah. Is this considered incest?
Whatever makes you walk away from me.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
I have a follow-up question.
I do love follow-up questions. What is your follow-up question?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to literally hold you by the arm.
That's great. Oh, you have such a tight grip, too.
I sure do. Yep.
I'm sorry, is there a bot in Reddit that just bans every user that posts in this forum? Every user I clicked on and says this account is banned.
The ultimate
you get one shot, buddy. Make it count.
So my follow-up question is, I get horny when I hear my parents fight. Is this considered incest?
I have somewhere I need to be.
So. Yeah, let's go there together.
Let's go there together.
My parents don't fight often, but when they do it... it makes me so horny, I let the cum drip out as I listen to them yelling. And no, I'm not sexually attracted to my parents.
Obviously not.
No, that's not true. Every time they yell, it sends me into a sexual frenzy, and it gets stronger whenever I get involved.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
So that makes me attractive to their degrading words and not the people saying them. I'm not fucked up, you're fucked up.
You dumb idiot. Hey, I have a different question.
Okay, what's that?
So my name is...
Okay, great.
Can you kill a grown man by using a toddler's corpse as a club?
Huh.
Great.
Okay.
I got a 2024 dead baby joke. Good job.
I saw a couple of ancient vases depicting Achilles' son killing the king of Troy by using a dead toddler as a sort of club. I wonder, is that possible? Are toddlers' bodies strong enough to fatally wound a man?
Actually, I agree with Reddit for once, which is the most upvoted response is if you put the toddler in the freezer for a couple days first.
Bro, it would be difficult.
Baby
Joe's
like, just living on. Great.
Yeah.
That eliminates the element of surprise, though, right? Someone's like, "Hey, why are you hauling?"
Well, yeah, that's how it would be. It would be first degree murder then, because it'd be premeditated. You didn't just find a baby; he prepared the baby.
So you just like creep upon your cheating husband or something. Like, hey, sweetie, okay, so I gotta ask. What's the deal with the frozen toddler?
Kaythor, what you got there?
My account has also been deleted.
What? Why? What did you do to get banned?
Here's my question.
Okay, that's working again.
Can a person of ordinary strength rip a newborn's arms off?
Good good.
Not out of socket, but totally off.
Oh, and then if you freeze them, you can make little nunchucks out of them. You don't need the whole toddler. That's great.
Yes, I do.
So I know that, like, you know, there's, you know, some of those, what do you want to say, like, life's great mystery kind of questions, right? Like, it's one of those things where sometimes the fun with a question is not that there's, not to figure out the answer, because there is no answer, but, like, the process of, yeah, exactly, like of thinking about the question, even though there is no answer to this question. You know, it's the process, right?
Yeah. So, like a question like, what would happen if you tried to vape mustard gas?
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I don't. I think there might be.
Yeah.
I think there might be an answer to that.
So to that end, here's a question without an answer. How do I get my bed to smell normal again when I've masturbated in it so many times my sheets smell of sweat and other bodily fluids?
That's not morbid.
So, yeah, it's just not one of those that, like, you can't, you don't know, right? But I have more context. I have more context, good. Actually, okay, which good. Is, okay. Yeah, I'm melodic contribution. My sheets are stained yellow, and my pillows, oh, God, my poor pillows got the brunt of it.
Wait, how?
Their body pillows?
How do you sprinkler? How do you sleep on your bed? Obviously, I'm folded in half, my dick's on the pillow.
My dirty pillows.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so it's gotten worse since November. Uh-huh. I've spent all of No Nut November masturbating to photos of nerdy men and their thighs.
Okay, well, like,
uh-huh. as well as writing stories about thigh strangulations.
No.
So did his No Nut November underflow? It's just all Nut November.
Yep.
What happened?
No, this is a person who does not play by the rules, including the laundry rules.
Yeah. I'll show you No Nut November.
What are your thoughts on Super Jail, my dude?
Related, Boots, would you take the very next one here in the document? It starts with the word fuck, yeah, in exclamation, yeah, point.
My name is Yishun Gao.
Yep.
Fuck! What's the best way to remove cum drip from my bedroom carpet?
Oh my God. That's not more. I want to. I've cummed all over my house now. What do?
I think a cum drip is a new hype beast.
More
line.
Cum isn't fixing it. What else can I try?
Do you mind washing that cum off a little cum? It's probably work.
I normally ejaculate into a shopping bag. Scratch that. Plastic grocery bag.
That's so disgusting. That's not a very Earth first way to cum.
Oh, does he use the same one or different? Like, oh.
While having my cock wrapped around. But wait, hold on.
Yep. Yes. What is your cock wrapped around, sir? Okay.
It's not the other way around.
Nope.
My cock is wrapped around a napkin or paper towel.
Oh, man, Mindy.
To guaranteed more, scratch that, no spills.
Stretch edit. Armstrong.
No spills, fuck! However, when I need to shower, I forcibly motivate myself to shower just by coming into my boxer shorts.
What? Okay.
Yep.
While that's getting so out disgusting. Of bed,
while getting out of bed and getting ready to go shower, a single drop of cum fell off the boxer's fabric or my legs and hit the carpet next to my bed.
Right.
Good
right.
for you.
I had no time to clean it after a shower because I had to get to class. And I won't be back till after nightfall. Will that give enough time for the cum drip to be permanently set into the carpet?
Whoa.
This become like a carpet commercial.
Will it make a baby?
Yes, you just fertilize a dust bunny.
I wouldn't be sure what would be a pretty effective way to clean the cum off the carpet anyway. That's why I had to ask you, the internet.
The internet. Yeah, the internet.
Dear internet, give me cleaning solutions.
My name is 64 Kitchen Sinks. This isn't morbid.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I'm with them. You know what? I'm Kiryu Otoken. You know what my question is?
What's that?
How many rubber bands would it take to crush a human skull? I'm up to 2,000.
Okay, all right. guarantee your picture in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Fucking crunch. You know what? I'm a different person. I'm Kirby Main, and I want to know what would happen if someone accidentally vacuumed their eye with a vacuum cleaner.
Accidentally? What were you doing up there?
Hold on. I want to go back to this masturbating man.
Okay.
Because he goes on to explain his process, and it makes even less sense now.
Back to the masturbating man, where it all began.
Because I fap through my boxer shorts, I hold the fabric of the boxers I'm wearing, not the paper towel itself, so the paper towel can slip if I don't also wrap the shopping bag around the paper towel and cock.
My guy is there building a 7-layer burrito in here. This is terrible.
Is there a EULA when you sign up for a Reddit account that, like, you have to agree that, like, I have a complicated masturbation ritual in order to post here?
I mean, they don't let you in, if you don't. That's the CAPTCHA, actually. Explain everything to prove you're not a robot.
Masturbating should take 5 minutes.
That's your secret question. Like what's your masturbation ritual? And if they can't recite it from memory, then someone's stealing your account.
And then, from this section, we've been jumping around a whole lot. Vampire Software gave us some stuff, but we have some other stuff that we keep finding along the way. But in this section, sexuality section, Kaythor, can you just take some of these questions here in that section?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Do people in dirty third world countries masturbate?
It's still Reddit. We were having too much fun. It's still Reddit.
That's right.
Can homosexuality be toned down?
guys, okay. Okay.
So you're on Reddit, you saw all this stuff and was like, wow, those people in third world countries without Reddit.
Hey, people are trying to be straight down here.
Sometimes when I visit gym, the strong guys are sometimes naked in the changing room and shower. What would happen if I touched some of the strong guy's penis?
I mean, good thing.
I mean, start emitting a loud tone.
Did he allow you to? In that case, you're fine.
But he's touching some of the strong guy's penis, just one by one.
Oh, maybe he's like upset that
he's ducked out goosing them.
I'm just imagining it's like Tinkerbell, just with the magic
one. Duck, 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 gray duck.
It's duck, duck, goose. How dare you?
Oh boy, not that one. Please no.
Why do some drug addicts masturbate in public instead of violently attacking and assaulting other people?
Oh. All right. Get it together, drug addicts.
Sorry, I'm back on this. I love the idea of someone going to Reddit and being like, all those people off of Reddit, those are the gross weirdos.
Yeah.
Like, you're surrounded by them. You all... you don't have to make up a homeless weirdo. You're your own weirdo.
I have a question. My name's Grokey. Yeah, so my question for you is, what does female pee smell like? Does it smell better than male pee?
Oh my god. I mean, yes, but we don't have to ask questions about it, right?
And then in the comments, Deleted asks, is this some kind of fetish?
No.
And Grokey answers, I guess it is.
Good for you, buddy.
I'll make a post on Today I Learned.
Oh, huh. Now I can move on with my life.
Huh. You know what? I think it might be.
okay, so Portax, you found something over there, right?
I found a thing.
What'd you find?
If I was a warlock who murdered the same person multiple times, would I be a serial killer? Think about it.
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
Can you explain that further?
Can I explain that? I sure can. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, now don't get any weird ideas here. Let's just say I'm a warlock. All right?
Yeah.
And that is Davey?
Yeah, with you're a warlock, that is Davey.
Davey with necromancy. And
Davey with necromancy.
Sure, why not?
The Disney Channel.
The Wizards of Waverly Plays meet Davey with necromancy.
And that's a face!
And for fun, let's say for fun, yeah. I decide to kidnap a random person of the street and take them back to my secret lair.
A person of the street.
Of the street. And take them back to my secret lair. After this, I murder him.
All right.
This may seem straightforward, remember, I am a necromancer. And thus
You're Davey with necromancy.
I'm Davey the necromancer, and thus being the person back to life, only to kill them once again, let's say. I do this 13 times. After the 13th slayings, there are two options. I leave the person dead once and for all. Or B, revive the poor sucker and set them free, never to interact with them again. Okay? Given this hypothetical situation, am I a serial killer? Does my status as a potential serial killer change between options A and B? Too long, didn't read. If I'm a warlock who kills someone and brings them back to life and does multiple times, am I a serial killer? And general consensus is, nah, I guess not.
No. It seems like not. Yeah. Boots, you found a very quick one.
Yeah. My name is Beneficial Goal 3649.
Yep.
I'm 16. Is that bad?
Yep.
Terrible.
It doesn't last long, don't worry about it.
Okay. Really, thank you.
Yep. Bye. and then Kathar, what'd you get there?
Yeah. My username is My Penis Raped Me.
Whoa! Whoa! Wow!
Yeah, really pushing for it. Surprisingly, this user has not been banned.
What the fuck?
Here's our question.
It's Reddit.
When I was a kid, I hit my head so hard I tasted a flavor. Is there an explanation for my brain damaged induced flavor?
Yes, a traumatic.
you have brain damage.
Okay.
Good to tell.
Basically,
you know the part that you hit? Important part, it turns out.
Basically, I crammed my body into a long, skinny box. I somehow ended up in a position where I was standing helpless, with barely any foot room to walk, and arms glued by my sides. With only my head sticking out, my friend decided to kick the box over. I fell directly backwards on a very steep driveway, which added some extra force to the fall. My head smacked that cement so fucking hard. The first thing I noticed was a bizarre taste in my mouth, unlike anything I ever tasted.
You sure it wasn't blood?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might have just been blood.
The closest
bile or something.
The closest thing I can describe the taste to is wet cement, pennies, and something else. Something
blood. pennies.
Something else being the part I can't describe, but this was the most distinct part of the taste. Otherwise, afterwards I flashed in and out of consciousness while getting rushed to the hospital. Get this, I hit my head so hard I forgot what people looked like. Not specific people, but fucking people. I recall this most vividly. I remember seeing these bald, gangly creatures all around me, and my brain couldn't make the connection on what the hell these things were. I couldn't tell if they were people, as I couldn't remember what people looked like. My mom told me years later that she also recalled me freaking out asking questions like, what do people look like? What do people look like? Whilst I was being rushed to the ER and being told not to go to sleep. Yes, I have permanent brain damage.
Okay, yes, you sure do. You have permanent brain damage. My penis raped me.
Edit. I should have given more context. This is my bad. I definitely didn't taste blood. I wasn't bleeding within my mouth, throat, or tongue. Also, the taste didn't linger. I had nothing in my mouth, and the flavor lasted 10 seconds at the most. It gradually subsided, with the first few seconds being the most potent tasting.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the info.
Dijon, you had two quick ones there you found.
First of all, I'd like to ask, if someone cuts off his penis, will blood just gush out when he gets aroused? Second of all, anyone else have chunky pet ashes?
That's my name. Chunky pet ashes. At your service.
Chunky pet ashes. Yeah, you have to go to the co-op, but you get the chunky pet ashes. Makes a much better sandwich.
The Portex. Please read that.
So I have a question. Does anyone know the answer? Is death by electrocution caused by spilling ramen on your laptop and then tripping on the laptop wire realistic?
Yeah, I read about that happening to someone.
I was reading a novel where this happened to a character and was struck by how bizarre it was. I didn't think that it would be enough to electrocute somebody in real life, even if the person came into contact with the ramen liquid, whatever it's called.
Ramen liquid.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Portex. Mm-hmm. This next section here in the document is called Hello, Old Friend. In this document, we've got two different posts by Super Nerd Boy! And if you'll take both of them, please.
All right, let's... Super Nerd Boy.
Let's... Super Nerd Boy. All one word.
Super Nerd Boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you think the girlfriend of the boy who got strangled to death by nerds in his car feels?
Yeah! Nerd thighs and lives!
Okay. How do you think it's... Yeah, how do you think it's going to be some news story about where this apparently happened? How do you think the girlfriend feels? Who cares? Can you describe in detail the gruesome details of a person being strangled to death by the skinny thighs of a nerd?
Slowly, please.
Just all the details? Describe in detail the gruesome details. That's always the sure sign that you're, like, so horny that you can't think, where you just start repeating the same word, like, six times in the same thing. Okay, so between the two questions, this guy clearly looks up, like, strangulation murders in the news. Presumably to masturbate.
I think this is a user we've seen before, but this is
the
super jail.
Absolutely,
Like Dean. What's the person who runs the?
The warden.
I don't know.
The warden. Okay, it's the super jail warden.
Yeah. If you go to the store at nobodysweetheart.com, you can get a different design for the nerd thighs and lives. as well as the tank top that the intern drew. Okay. This one's really pretty short, just a question from me. My name's Yes Yeet, and a question for you, morbid questions. Is my mom gay?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Maybe.
I hope not.
Probably.
In that case, I'm probably.
Hey, my name's Rectal Juice.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it weird to poop in my cat's litter box?
Fuck. Fuck.
Well, it's kind of your litter box at that point.
Sometimes I'm lazy.
Yeah, you did claim that shit, absolutely. Law of the jungle, baby.
Cat's not really going to be using it at that point.
Survival of the fittest. Sometimes I'm lazy and I don't feel like walking downstairs to the bathroom and I poop in the cat's litter box.
Jesus.
Okay, well, you know, it's not like a trade-off. It's not like the cat cleans it up if you go in there. Like, you're the one still cleaning it.
Yeah, no, I
turn around.
The cat's
not your roommate.
No, I turn around and I kick all the litter on top of it.
Oh, right, obviously.
I drag my tail through it, too.
Since you're already in the section boots, if you'll take the more questions in there.
Oh, okay, great. Is it possible to literally get your head stuck up someone's ass? Is there any scenario where you'd have sex with Hitler? Can I make a fleshlight of my own asshole and then fuck it?
Wow.
Yes. Can I have some confidence? You don't have to ask for permission for that. You can do that.
Yeah, that's a shit question. Are hate crimes still considered hate crimes if you love doing them? If hate crimes are my true passion, are they really hate?
Everyone's a little too stupid today.
This next one's a Gallagher question.
Yep.
Can orphans eat at a family restaurant?
Nice. Yeah, that is nice. You're rightfully right.
What is the deal with airline pee? Let's think about it.
So Gallagher.
If you shoot yourself just a little bit every day, would you eventually become bulletproof?
Yep.
have developed a tolerance to bullets. Would you rather the whole world see your private parts, vagina or penis, or your ass?
Oh, man. It's really coming down off some of these previous ones here.
I'm allergic to dogs and peanut butter. If I cover my cock in peanut butter and let a couple dogs lick it, which allergy would likely kill me first?
That is Bob Saget. Yeah.
How do you join ISIS? Is it like a sign-up thing, or
yeah, just a regular Google form?
You pull the little tab off the flyer. You know.
God, it ends with the or question mark question. How many children die of starvation and curable disease when they could easily be saved by Santa Claus? What kind of bullying?
He's not wrong.
That's not.
I'm not reading the next one.
Okay.
Could a hypothetical ex-girlfriend be teased by her friends for dating a junkie if I started taking heroin after dumping her, provided they don't know when I started taking crack?
That's right. Not morbid. That's thanks. Just
thanks, Reddit.
Hi, I'm Reddit.
Hi, I'm Reddit.
Bye, I'm Reddit.
Bye, you're Reddit. Portax, you posted three in a row. Which one's your favorite?
I have no idea. all right, I guess I'd go with, can you sing yourself to death? So there's a lot of songs.
It's like Primetime Fox. Yeah. Sing yourself to death!
So there's a lot of songs of people with long notes, but like, can that kill you?
And then, oh man, like, if only Axl Rose died in the recording of...
Wow, better world. And then Dijon, what did you find?
What did I find? I found so many things.
It was a little while back, but you found something.
Oh, this is a personal question. How does one bet on a dude fucking an alligator?
Does one bet on it?
Yeah.
You bet on the alligator!
That was a fella that got a ponderance from the movie Money Plane.
At least somebody got something from the movie Money Plane.
Well, I mean, Kelsey Grammer got paid, so two people at least.
Yeah, I watched that movie. It was a movie.
Yep. Okay, and then Portax, you probably could go for it.
The one I just posted or some of the other ones?
Yep.
What did I post? I did post this tonight. All right, this one's fine.
It depends on whether or not you want to read about analingus with an anteater.
Yeah, how far would an anteater's tongue go if it went inside your anus? Like, if you're just sleeping naked in the forest? Yes, the forest. Good work. And an anteater comes and starts licking your butthole, searching for ants. Yeah, again.
As they do.
Anteaters, famous for not being able to locate where ants might be.
also, what? How did that happen? Did the anteater overpower you? Like, I feel like they're not that swift. Like,
I hate to admit this on main, but I've read manga in which this happens more than once.
Okay. This guy says, I am not looking for an anteater to do this, by the way. I was just wondering because of the
unless
raccoon
one's
fact.
Offering, in which case, you
what's
know.
The raccoon fact? I don't know, okay. But it made him wonder.
Okay, and then, oh my god, so many, but Kaythor, what do you got?
Yeah, I'd like to actually bracket this with a warning that this is legitimately upsetting to me, so if you're upset by something.
Wow, holy
yeah,
shit!
This one...
my hands in my palms,
buckle the fuck up.
This one is rough. My username is Erotic Discourse, just to really get you ready.
Okay, good.
Good.
If you were to try shaving your teeth with a razor... Would the razor glide smoothly across them, or would it scratch and chip bits off? Are teeth able to be whittled down, or are they more akin to slate or flint, where it would break off and chip more unpredictably?
Oh, someone wants vampire teeth.
Oh, no.
My answer is leave! Well, you know, I have a less bothersome question.
Oh yeah, what's that?
How much volume would an average liquefied penis take up?
Average. Okay.
My husband and I were discussing this while making dinner. No, it wasn't penis, it was enchiladas.
What night is penis night? Okay.
Well, that's not the journey I'm interested in then.
Like, anyone want to do the math? How many blended penises would it take to fill a cup? I don't know. Anyone want to do the math? You know what? Post the math on both.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's fine. How to tell if your testicle's dead? What happens with that testicle?
You just slap it. Wake up! Wake up!
Hey. What if
wake up!
Get your head in the game, bud.
What if someone doesn't see if a testicle's dead? I mean, it just doesn't dissolve. Well, just hang on your scrotum, chilling.
Oh,
what is that?
As somebody who wrote about testicles professionally for 3 years, it is absolutely not just chilling in there. That's not what it's doing.
No. But what if it is?
It's not.
I got you.
He's not even gonna go through this. Sick of it. He's had enough. Portex, I want the breathing fire one.
So I've got a pretty reasonable question if anyone can help me out. All right? Cool. I hope you all can help me out here. Can I breathe fire someone chasing after me and not be held at fault? Sorry, can I breath fire?
Flip a coin.
Can I breath fire?
Can I breath fire someone chasing after me and not be held at fault?
I think about this scenario a lot.
Do you now?
I'm sure.
What does that look like?
Let's say I'm walking down by myself down the street, and some dude's all, "Hey man, come here for a sec." So I take off, and he starts to chase me. Maybe he's got a knife, who knows. Anyway, while running, I pull out a flask of vodka, take a mouthful, and then I pull out one of those torches you see the fire breathers use, and light it, and then I stop running and turn around and breathe a huge flame onto the guy, instantly lighting him up. I think about this a lot. I think about this a lot.
You think about this a lot. So couple things. You're carrying a 750 of vodka, like, in your cargo shorts?
Just
is that what's happening
around
here?
Yeah, I'm bouncing.
And then while running, you put the vodka in your mouth. I get that part. What I don't get is that you're running, you put the lighter up to your mouth while running.
Right.
And the flame just holds there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think about this a lot.
No, never mind.
I think about this a lot.
You think about this a lot.
I'm just constantly pouring vodka all over me, and then I'm just pulling out the match.
Okay, Thor, please read that one.
My user account has also been deleted. My question is, did the minions help Hitler?
No, they didn't. They were frozen during that time. Actually, the actual lore is they were frozen in the Antarctic. They specifically did that to avoid that.
So that's actually a great thread. Can somebody read the first response on this? Because then the OP has a follow-up question.
I'll take that.
Not in the movies. They were conveniently trapped in the cave during the 1940s, like Portex just said. But yes, they would have.
So did the minions help do 9/11?
Okay, yep.
Okay, I don't have an answer for that.
Got him.
I'm going to say yes. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Stupid. So stupid. Closing things up here. I just a question. Why are there mentally ill humans?
Because of Reddit. Yeah. Everyone was normal.
Some of them can be helped, but others are put in mental facilities where they just deteriorate slowly over time. It's like, why can't they differ reality from fiction? Reddit.com. I know it's something in the brain, but why does it happen specifically? Why does it happen? Snap out of it! Are there mentally ill humans that are ostracized from normal population like us?
What?
No, never.
Let it show. They're
loved by society and given a social support network. Everyone knows that. We definitely don't abandon them on the street. Never, ever, ever.
Oh my god. I think Boots, if you'll just take a couple more of these remaining questions here.
Sure. This is just in the.
Yeah, in the bottom of the dock there.
Okay. What will happen if I obtain an infectious virus sample from the biosafety level 4 laboratory, breed and grow it in my garage to make a simple biological weapon, fill a sprayer with a solution containing the virus, and then go to public spaces and spray it in the air all over the place?
What? Actually, Kaythor, just take the title of the one you just found.
What would happen if you kicked a penguin? Would it squeak? Asking for my boss.
That's how it would go. That's
Bangletown. What about butt-chugging Coors Light to death?
What about... on Friday, I got stuff on Friday.
Somebody here clearly forgot about butt-chugging Coors Light to death.
Okay. Of all of the things to butt-chug, one of the worst choices.
Yeah, it's so cold.
It's so cold! It's as cold as the Rockies!
What would happen if someone were to smoke a dead person's ashes? What makes boobs, boobs?
Whoa.
Well, here's a profound question. Can men be roofied?
Nope.
No.
Nope, clearly not. Can scientists create a lab-engineered virus that targets only females of the human species?
Oh, boy. Asking for my boss.
How many newborns are flushed down the toilet because shitty... Jesus fucking Christ.
Yep.
How long would someone live if the only thing that they could consume for the rest of their life was ghee?
Well, to be fair, if the only thing you ate was ghee, you could flush newborns down your toilet so easily.
Could someone survive starvation by thinking of gross things and ruining their appetite?
No, your body still needs nutrients.
That's how it works, yeah. Huh? Uh-huh. So if you don't eat, but like you're just not hungry.
Yeah. You only die of starvation because of the hunger, not because of the lack of nutrients. What would happen, / how damaging would it be if you fed a newborn a couple of tabs of acid?
I feel like I wouldn't do anything.
No, they don't have object permanence yet. Like, nothing's going to happen there.
Like, that's kind of already what they're experiencing at that point.
What if a baby interpreted everything as weird shapes and lights and stuff? Think about it.
Yeah. And Portex, you had one more there?
I have one final question. My name is DJS. Are there any places where you can ask even more morbid questions? Because this place has rules, and I want one with, like, no rules.
Oh, God.
Just mosey on over to r/ concerning questions.
What did we learn from any of this, F+?
We didn't learn anything. There's only questions.
Yeah.
How do you learn?
I learned a lot of people don't know what morbid means. Just like ask your morbid question. Like a lot of them that I skipped over and I was looking around was just like, I want to jizz on my couch. It's just like, that's not morbid.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so it's one of those like concepts that's like big, so it's sort of like a little bit harder to define. But I feel like if I were to define morbid and morbidity, I feel like I would define it as what makes boobs boobs.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would have morbid. To say, they say curiosity killed the cat, but I think these Reddit users are killing cats in other ways.
Why was everybody banned? Why was everybody banned in this fucking
I couldn't click on any user account to get any information. It just says this account has been banned.
This whole time, I feel like I kept reading stuff and kept going, well, you're a freak. Let me find out more about you. Oh, you're banned. Like, is this like Reddit's like releasing an off gas? this is the sort of chamber where they just compress it. They compress their garbage before they shoot it out of the airlock.
Yeah, it's the Reddit chaff honeypot.
We've deemed you too subhuman even for Reddit.
Yep. And like I mean we've touched on this before, but like so many other subreddits too is like my original post, dude, you're fucked up. I also realized that I was logged in this whole time. Because I do, you know, I do have a Reddit account that I don't use. So it's like the profile is like, hi Lemon, here's the things that I know you're
about. Oh no.
r/ morbid questions, r/ e-stim, and r/ replica.
The three pillars of Reddit, really.
Hey Lemon, still not getting laid, huh?
You wondering why?
Have you considered cannibalism? Seems you're into it.
I'm actually surprised. I was looking to see if there was like a true morbid questions for like people that got sick of the the rampant militant moderating the woke morbid questions. And there isn't one. Yeah. So
that's always something that you always see is someone just saying, "Oh man, this place has like rules and decorum of some fashion." Where's the place I can go where there's no rules?
Our website is always thefpl.us, and if you go to thefpl.us/merch, we have merch. I know about two pieces of merch that are actually nearly done getting released right now.
And
they're both super fun, so you should look, because Napoleon Bonaparte drives delightful things. And Ball Pit is also a place.
Yep.
And also, I don't know. Do you have anything you want to promote, K-Thor?
I'd like to not die tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Same.
Just tomorrow,
same. Piggybacking off of that, I also would not like.
Like it's Friday. Like, would Sunday be okay?
Well, I meant tomorrow, as to when the listener is listening to this.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So as long as is this? Oh my God! So this is like a Dorian Gray. Kind of situation.
The podcast of
like,
Dorian Gray.
As long as somebody's listening to the episode, you'll live till tomorrow.
It's time to start the daily ritual to keep Jason alive.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to write an email to Jordan Peele. I feel like this could work. The opposite of the ring. All right, that's all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I will follow. I'm gonna hit your business if it's voluntary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's voluntary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's voluntary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's voluntary business.
Well, boy, my Twitter account just got locked because Mr. Beast buried himself alive for a week, and I told him to bury himself dead next, and they thought that was bad.
That's good. Would his face still be like, poke? Would his face be making that fucking face sticking out of the ground like a shallow grave?